Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM side. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us with you wherever you go with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. You can also check us out on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com. to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, April 19th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cakes Auville.
Yeah, hope you got those taxes in a few days ago, my friends.
Running the three-man show for a Friday. I did not get my taxes in. I called my tax guy, same guy that you use.
Yeah.
And he said, didn't get around to it, filed an extension.
Very good. Look at that.
I guess I was bottom of the pile.
Gotcha.
Works for me.
Sure.
Why not? Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's his responsibility.
Yeah.
Does that mean there was a bunch? Probably a bunch of stuff he didn't get to.
Every time I go to his office, and Cake's going to test this, I think your wife does it on your behalf.
Correct.
There's about 500 manila folders behind him.
There's a lot of. He has a lot of work on his plate.
Yeah. That seems like a nightmare job. I know some people, I don't even think they love it, but
I'm sure there's good money in it. But
it's good money, but it's
the tax season is just a full blown grind.
It's a nightmare. And then you have your relief and your break. But once it starts to ramp up, whenever that is, maybe January 1, whenever that is, man, for 4 or 5 months, it's a nightmare.
It is. It sucks.
I can't, you know, I just don't have the work ethic.
Not to do that gig.
Not
no
for
chance.
A daily grind. No. I don't have it in me.
Just don't have
especially this late in my life. You know, I was playing golf yesterday with a guy. Super successful guy. I won't say the company he works for, but if I said it, you'd know it, right? Super powerful company. And his two kids. And just, I finally asked him how old he was. He's 40.
Okay.
I'm 54.
Mm-hmm.
So much older than him.
Yeah.
So much closer to
you're basically
death than him.
Almost a full generation older than him.
Yeah. And then I kind of thought he was in our same age range.
Yeah.
And he was basically 15 years younger than
he's just a spry young buck.
And it was just like, wow.
I'd say it's kind of in your same age range. It's not like you're golfing with a 20-year-old. I'm sure he has, like I said, he's got kids.
Like 15 years
younger. 54 to 40.
It's a pretty big gap.
It's a pretty big gap just in terms of like, put it this way. His club head speed was about 20 miles per hour faster than mine. And he just still had that young man's strength.
He had the vitality. He had vim and vigor.
Yeah, but I'm guessing you have things in common, like you're still raising kids that are in school.
Oh, of course, we hit it off. We were great. But it's just the physical fact that he's 15 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
You played golf with a stranger? You know this person, or you?
Well, no, he signed up with it. And then I'll tell you, and I said this actually to the AD at Marist. I had a conversation with him, and we were talking about golf somehow. And I said, you know, and I believe this to be more true than anything. I am an elite people reader. I've told you this.
Yes.
This is a fact.
You told us a million times.
You're also very humble.
I am a humble person. I mean, I'm honest about my strengths. That's one of my strengths. Probably one of my greatest strengths.
Accentuate the strengths.
But I think for all people, if you want to get to know someone, you play 1 4-hour round of golf with somebody, you know them completely, I think. You know how they handle success, how they handle failure, how they handle pressure, whether or not they cheat. You know, I mean, there's so many things you can find out about a person.
Tells.
Oh, my God. You know a person completely. And by the end of the round, I really like the guy. Great guy. I mean, I liked him at the beginning. But, yeah, if you want to get to know someone, play a round of golf with them.
Maybe that's why they took all the QBs to Topgolf to expedite that.
Yeah, maybe. That could be it.
But, you know.
Learn a lot.
Who knows?
Window into their soul, perhaps.
I think most people are pleasant, though. I play a lot with strangers, as Cakes would put it, because a lot of times me and my buddy just sign up as a twosome, and they'll pair you up, and most people are pleasant. I will tell you, I had to play the blacks, though, a couple weeks ago, only because the two guys who got paired up with, they teed up first, and they teed up on the blacks, and they were old. I was like, well, I'm not going to go to the blues.
Are the blacks the senior tees?
It's the deep tees.
Okay. Oh, the tips. Oh, okay.
Yeah, now I play it at Laytonville. It's not that long. It's probably like the blues at most courses. But still, I've always played the blues because I'm a hack. And these guys that are like 65, 70 went to the blacks. So no, I guess we're playing blacks.
JP, you can't do that. You can't let them shame you into playing different tees.
Well, they did.
you play your tees.
You play your tees.
Plus it hurts the entire course because if you're a hack like you say you are and you're playing the tips, then all of a sudden pace of play gets off,
strangles the whole thing.
Now, I'm not gonna believe me. I don't slow down pace of play. I'm a hack, but I'm not like shooting 120. I shoot in the 90s.
Yeah. Well,
low 90s.
I've lost all my ego. I play the white tees now. I'm a white tee guy.
I've always been a white tee guy.
The white tees. Yeah. They're money.
No shame in it.
More fun for me.
Sure.
Why am I trying? I'm not trying to hit long irons.
What are you, on the tour?
I'm not trying to hit long irons into every friggin' green.
Right.
You know, I have a hard enough trying.
You want to hit 9 irons and pitching wedges.
I want to hit like 7 irons max.
Yeah.
In fact, yesterday I hit a 6 iron and I really didn't want to hit it. The note to self did hit a silly, but didn't really want to hit it.
It was in your head. The 6 iron's living rent free in your head.
You know what I did? I don't know if you ever do this. You know what I did? I just said to myself, I'm just going to think to myself that I pulled a 7 iron. So I'm just going to, you know what I mean? Because you could kind of get in your head a little bit. And I said, I'm just going to swing it and treat it just like, and I'm going to act like it's a 7 iron in my hand.
I've never done that before.
You never? No, I did.
Now you get the vast majority of golf in during the week.
Correct. I'm traveling on the weekends.
I
don't really like to play with a million people, too. I don't want to just lean on my club and wait. I don't get sized.
At a country club, you really shouldn't have to.
Maybe, but it's just more crowded. More crowded. I mean, it's definitely the most popular time.
Yeah, I guess people are still, I don't know, I'm not a member of a country club. I just play the munis, but I do know that it's super crowded on the weekends.
Probably fairly similar routines, you know. You're going to get more play on the weekends.
I just thought they maybe limit it at a country club. Like the sheet. It's a little more spread out.
I don't know.
That's just my guess,
you
my
can
assumption.
Ask Valdez, former starter.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they space them out pretty similar, right?
Yeah, pretty similar. Yeah.
You know, I forgot our buddy Alex, who we know, who's a member at Belmont Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
He asked us to come play potentially next Friday, and I told him I'd talk to you guys about playing. But I just found out my wife signed me up for a daddy-daughter dance. So I got to do that bit
next
Friday.
Yeah, but
that's
not going to be during the day, though.
Yeah, but in Alexandria, if I got to be in Rockville at 5 and
no
I'm doing
chance.
A round at 11, that is dicey.
No, it's, yeah.
You're... it's pretty much a no-go.
Okay.
I remember I played there once with Valdez, and we had a good time, and it took me like an hour 45 to get home.
I didn't know you were playing in Alexandria. Right.
Isn't that where Belmont Country Club is? Am
no,
I calling the country
Ashburn.
Club? I might be calling it the wrong one. Belhaven, whatever.
Oh, that's a totally different club.
Sorry.
on the other side of Virginia.
Well, either totally one of them, you're not going to get to where you need to be by 5 p.m. on a on a Friday.
I know. No.
You're going to be dead in the
Squirrel
water.
Squirrel wants me to play out in Virginia next Friday, too. And I don't know if I'll be available, depending upon what happens this weekend with the boys. But even still, I'm like, dude, you understand.
Well, you and Squirrel could probably do Bellhaven with Alex.
He's got a whole group. I said, if I play with you out on Friday, we play, let's say, at noon or something. I mean, we're not going to get home till 8 p.m.
Yep, it's an all-day affair.
It's an all-day affair. Yep. You're not leaving
Get locked and loaded.
You're not leaving at 5.
No.
You're going to stay and have dinner, and you're not going to be home until 8 p.m.
KC, I know that you're fired up for the Caps, which is Sunday.
That's
Are there any other weekend plans besides that? Because I know how you are. He's planning out his
weekend
Sunday
plans.
To watch the Caps.
Let me see. Weekend plans.
All right, if it took you more than a second, you don't.
Yes, I actually do have weekend plans. Saturday, that's tomorrow, dog training at 9 a.m., 9 to 9:45. Rest of the day is pretty wide open. I think my son is coming home, so we'll probably do
That's
dinner.
Cool.
We'll do dinner with him at some point. But that day is pretty wide open. Sunday. What do I have Sunday? Oh, Sunday doing brunch for my daughter's birthday.
He's got stuff.
And then Caps game, 3 p.m. My weekend is planned. My weekend's it's done.
Right.
It's jam-packed.
Right.
or it's just the way I like it. So, not a ton of stuff going on.
So I invited Cakes yesterday to have dinner with Squirrel and I after we played. He eventually texted back because Cakes is notorious for about an hour response.
Like, right.
The guy never checks his phone.
Do you think he sees? He has his phone with him all the time.
No,
he's checking stocks all the time.
Untrue, because yesterday I put my phone on the charger while my wife and I took Winnie for a walk.
Okay.
I came back.
So he unplugged for the dog
picked
walk.
Up the phone, saw EB's text. Yeah. It's like, hey, come to inviting you out to dinner with me and Squirrel around 5:30. I looked at the time on my phone. When I looked at it, it was, I believe, 5:29.
Yeah.
I just typed back, thanks for the invite. Can't make it. Doing dog training.
Yeah, he said dog training. And Squirrel goes, what is dog training? I don't know. I guess what do you imagine? Sit? You know?
Yeah, you teach the dog to be obedient instead of a dog that is a complete maniac when people come around the house.
Remember, Bish had that with his dog, and he had like a German trainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he had Hans. I think
it's
Luca
pretty.
What to do?
It's pretty common for everyone who has a dog to do some sort of training with
unless
with
you're like a dog whisperer.
Unless for whatever reason you got the one in a billion dog that's obedient
that just listens and is you're able to take the dog off the leash. Just
is your dog a hyper dog? I went over Monday. Or Tuesday after soccer practice, I had to drop off another one of the kids, and the kids wanted to play, so I went inside the house, and they had a dog kind of like our neighbors, the Shavers, EB, one of those big, fluffy, puffy dogs. I don't know what they're called, shepherd dogs, and it was jumping all over me.
See, that's why we're taking it to obedience.
Like, it was like, have a seat. Sit down on the couch. This freaking dog runs at me and jumping all over me.
That person, they should have their dog in the class with me.
Yeah.
How long have you had Winnie now?
6 or 7 months, I think. My wife knows that stuff better, like, the exact time frame.
I know. I just thought you don't care. So six months. Let's just say 6 months. Have you and Winnie is for what's the dog that passed again?
That was Simba.
That was Simba.
Yeah.
So has Winnie fully replaced Simba in your mind? Do you have the same affection?
I mean, you always think about your old dogs.
You do.
But, you have memories of the dogs that you've had before.
I understand, but I mean, have you
further away from them?
Yeah.
The more you just get. Used to have
right, so
dog.
Winnie's basically replaced Simba for lack. I mean, that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
It's like a car.
I know, right?
You got a replacement. Yeah, you replace your pets.
And but you like this dog?
Yes.
Like, have you ever? Do people ever get dogs and they actually don't like them?
I'm sure that's happened.
They're like, this dog sucks.
I'm sure that's happened.
This dog's a pain in the ass. This dog is not affectionate.
Actually, the house that I went to on Tuesday, it was the husband was there. And he said, this isn't the dog that I wanted. So he gave in to the one that his wife wanted.
Right.
When the dog was jumping all over me, he was apologetic. He's like, I'm sorry. And the dog would like sprint around and come back to the couch.
See, that guy needs to sign his dog up for some classes. Like, if you have a dog that's just lazy and chill and doesn't like jump all over people.
That's the kind of dog I want.
Then you don't have to sign them up. But if your dog is hyper and it needs a little reining in.
So how many classes?
How many have we done?
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me hold on.
Well, it's only hyper because it's a pup, right?
Well, it's a puppy, and it's also like a cattle herding dog. So those dogs are like high energy.
Yeah,
like,
well, that combination. Like yeah. If it was an older.
Yeah, it's going to chill as it gets older. Yeah. Let me see. How many lessons? We've done, I think, 5 private lessons and 6 group lessons so far.
So it's at 11 lessons so far.
Yeah.
She reined herself in a little bit.
Like, definitely. She's definitely smart. Definitely learning.
Smart dog.
All the commands.
You got a smart dog.
Certainly smart.
Right. Are you a smart dog owner?
I think I'm a smart. I'd say relatively smart. Relatively smart.
When you're walking the dog and another couple's walking their dog, is it chaos?
No. You that's why you're training the dog. You limit the chaos. You get the dog to heal. You get the dog to either sit or lay down if it's freaking out.
I can tell good dog owners when I go for a run.
Yeah.
Everybody in my neighborhood has dogs and I'm walking the sidewalk. So if I'm running, and I don't understand the phenomenon that some people will run not on the sidewalk. When there's a sidewalk, you run on the sidewalk.
I don't
see people will run on the street. But I'll run past people, and some people, you can see in advance, they'll have their dog on the leash chilling.
Right.
And that dog is trained, and you run by it. And then others, those dogs will almost like bite your
ass. Trust me, I'm a grizzled vet. Like I know that if there's a bike coming or a runner or another dog, you just shorten up the leash. You just don't give the dog the opportunity to lunge at JP while he's running by.
Right. But also, it should be trained that I'm not threatening. I'm just running
by.
That's
true, but some dogs are, they're freaked out by different stimulus that they're not used to.
They might have instincts that there's not that much you can do.
Right.
I don't know.
I almost got bitten by a dog on the Teddy Roosevelt Trail like a year and a half ago. But I have quick instincts, and I'm quick like a cat.
What'd
and I was able to jump out of the way. It bit my shorts. It bit right through my shorts.
Oh, jeez.
And almost nipped me on the leg.
Right.
What kind of dog?
I don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All I know is I startled it, and it was bitter, and it tried to bite me.
I just don't have fond memories because we weren't raised. We never had a dog. The dog I had in college, my neighbor killed.
Right.
That's a long story.
Yeah, you've had a jaded experience with canines.
And then also, our neighbor that had a dog, it was literally a dog, you guys all know, that terrorized the neighborhood.
Right.
When we were kids.
Sure.
Like, if you ever heard...
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Have you ever heard Max is out?
Right.
You literally would run inside.
Well, another horrible dog owner. If you're just letting your dog roam around the neighborhood.
I don't think he wanted to. In his defense, this dog would sometimes get loose.
Yeah.
I've
had dogs get loose. Though. Yeah. He who lives in a glass house shouldn't be throwing all the stones.
Right. I think it just would get loose.
But that dog looked like it could have been in the Omen movies. Yeah. My dogs look like they could be in Disney movies. There's a big difference.
Right.
Big difference.
Right. Valdez, you still have a dog? I don't even know.
Manny, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yours is Manny Machado. Yeah. Right. How's Manny doing? Okay, yeah. You've had Manny for a while.
Yeah.
Good. Are you starting to get a little bit nervous?
It's coming.
Ben's coming.
See, he's going to be a big old mess when
are you going to be a big old mess?
He's got to put Manny down.
I was when Scooby, that was my childhood dog.
Yeah.
When Scooby.
When it was his time.
Yeah, when it was time. So I try to not think about it.
Yeah, it's a horrible day. It, right? Yeah, it's a bad day.
So at least you don't have dogs with purple people's names like Paul the dog.
Kind of makes me laugh when people name their dogs after people like John Calipari.
Well, he named his dog after Manny Machado.
Yeah, but yeah. Manny sounds doggy.
Manny's a great dog. Yeah, I will say it's a great dog name.
Scooby. I'll never forget when Scooby died.
Because?
Well, my dad was a mess, and it was the manliest thing I've ever seen. It was the unmanliest followed by the manliest thing that's ever happened with my father.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a mess. He was crying. It was I begged for it. It was a yellow lab.
Mm-hmm.
He took the dead dog outside, dug a hole, and buried it.
Right, right, right.
Really? You know that is where your dad buried the dog in the yard?
Yeah, in the backyard.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
That is bizarre. That's bizarre behavior.
Well, I think my mom used to bury, I think she buried a cat or two in our backyard.
Really? I think usually like either a vet takes it or you bury it in a pet cemetery and then it comes back to life.
You have a gravestone?
Novel. Yeah, yeah. There's a plaque, an engraved plaque.
That, oh, really?
Yeah, that doesn't say like Scooby. It just has like some scripture on it.
Hmm. Oh, nice.
Or something or other. And
I think, is it... My mom is from the country. Was your dad ever from the country or no?
I think it's a hillbilly thing.
Yeah, because that's a hillbilly thing.
Like, I guess when he was younger, he lived in Nebraska
for a little bit.
Okay, that's a country thing.
And
then moved
to Baltimore.
Gotcha.
I think when he was like a younger kid.
Became a city slicker then.
Right. From one oasis to another.
Anyway, good luck with dog training.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
9 o'clock in the morning, then the rest of the Saturday, pretty much free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. A lot to get into on the show today. The draft is getting closer and closer. More rumors about what's going to happen at the top of the draft. Also, I mentioned the Caps playoff game on Sunday against the Rangers. Joe Beninati, the voice of the Capitals, joins us coming up at 7 o'clock. John Feinstein at 8. You want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Keep it here. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.